Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, I mean, they're a good team. On defense, it's frustrating. I think we're better than that up front. We're better than that at receiver dropping balls, and we're better than that at quarterback. So we all had our hand in it. Play callers. Offensively, it wasn't good enough, obviously. Still had a chance to win there in a two-minute defense, kept us in the game, but unfortunately, turnover for touchdown cost us.
Hopefully you heard Kirk Cousins with us. You'll only hear him today on 106.7 The Fan with Grant and Danny. Welcome back. We'll get into the Nats winning the division a little bit later this hour. Want to give them their shine.
Rightfully so.
Day after they wrap up the NL East for the fourth time in 6 years day.
They're going to win the NL East by three touchdowns.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, the division's bad.
Tumultuous division.
It's a bad division. You still don't take it for granted because I wanted my entire life just a home team. I just wanted a team of my own. The fact that they're good and consistently good.
They're also on pace to win mid-90s games again.
Again. It's not just, oh, hey, they're competitive. This is a really good baseball team. That is a gift, man.
Some thoughts on Kirk Cousins. I love the ownership he took of the interception and basically saying that can't happen. I can't make that throw. Ideally, you only make two of those a season or so. Look, Aaron Rodgers is going to make a couple of those. Tom Brady is going to make a couple of those. Here's the problem, though. Situational awareness and when they happen. I don't know that Rodgers throws that pick in the red area down two with a chippy field goal coming up next. And that's the next phase for Kirk. There were two things, if you go back to the end of last year, that I think Cousins had to work on the most that we talked about on this show. One, situational awareness. And that sounds like just a platitude, a catchphrase thing. But this is a good example of that. You know, the end of the half against the Giants where he took that sack, remember that weird situation last year?
Yeah.
This is the perfect situational awareness coaching moment where you say, dude, we're down two, and we got a field goal coming to take a lead here. You've done the hard work.
Mm-hmm.
You led us on a drive. You scrambled around. You extended third down. You bought time, and a holding penalty occurred. You made a great throw to Brian Quick at the sticks. You've had a hell of a last two drives. We're now about to take the lead.
Yep.
We've got all the momentum.
You've done it.
You can't throw that off the back foot. It was almost like one split second of a lazy decision. And I think he made it, seem like when he talked to us, talk about what he was seeing and was expecting something different. But he basically said, I can't make that throw. And I've watched that 50 times. Crowder is wide open. Worst case, it's a first down. Best case, it's a touchdown.
It's an Eli Manning back foot spinaway thing. And listen, there are guys that are good enough to do it. I'll never forget this. I had a lesson from a coach. I was playing up in age, right? I was 13 playing with 17 and 18-year-olds and thought my S didn't stink and I was awesome. Kid that had graduated from high school and was an all-met shortstop would, on routine balls, he would come get it and he would like flip it sidearm over to first base, right? And he could do that because he was really good. I tried to do that in a game the same way and I threw it away. And so I just didn't think anything about it. And the coach pulled me aside and goes, you're not him. You're not good enough to do that. Aaron Rodgers can throw off schedule off his back foot. Matt Stafford can do that because he's made a career of it. If you're not fundamentally sound just yet, you're not good enough to do back foot fall away type throws. You don't have, and it's not an insult to somebody to say you can't make those kinds of special, super athletic, off schedule, sidearm type flip throws. You've got to stand in the pocket and do it fundamentally correctly every time.
Here's another thing I've got kind of brewing in my head early today. I think there was enough talent around Cousins last year and over the last couple seasons that he could be solid and the Redskins could win a game. I think he's probably going to have to be really good for them to win this year. Now, the caveat to this is if their defense is much better, maybe that changes. But Pierre Garçon, DeSean Jackson, and a healthier Jordan Reed, I didn't see the same explosion or burst from Reed. I think he played hard and played pretty well. But he was not himself yesterday.
He's blocking a lot.
On a day where, by the way, we found out he has a broken bone in his foot that he's playing through intense pain. But there is a watered-down level around Kirk Cousins, and they have no running game. That's a big deal for a quarterback who isn't Brady and isn't Rodgers and isn't Breeze. And no one's ever said he was. But when you can't run the ball, protection is faulty, and you got worse receivers around you, now he's got to be great.
And I don't know if that's in the cards.
I don't either.
Because you're going against great pass defenses this year. That's been documented. And I don't think it's an insult to somebody saying, hey, you're not one of the best three in the sport.
Correct.
Who can elevate, you know, but Aaron Rodgers, some jag off the practice squad whose last name is with 77,000 V's and vowels. He's not on the NFL anymore. That guy's making huge receptions for Aaron Rodgers. You aren't that, and that's okay. But
remember,
that's where
when
we
he
are.
Didn't respond to their inquiry about a contract, he said, there's a lot of things I've got to figure out this year. Maybe part of it was just he was skeptical about this as well. What is Terrell Pryor? What is Josh Doctson, who barely played yesterday, never caught a ball? What is Jay Gruden, the play caller, who had to give up those duties last time when we weren't operating that well? Do I agree with the way that Jay Gruden calls plays and the types of things he asks me to do? I really do believe the ball's in his hands longer yesterday than it typically was last year with Sean McVay. You watch the Rams game, you watch the Cousins game. Now, that's not to say that Cousins isn't holding the ball longer, or you can blame different things, I guess. But I think the design of some of the plays were different. It wasn't hot, quick, outside, five-yard stop route to Pierre. I mean, they used to run that first down stop route on a little hitch to Pierre Garçon seven times a game. They didn't run one of those yesterday. They threw a couple quick slants to Terrell Pryor in the second half that got him going. They had a couple little quick outs to Jordan Reed. But to me, that's what their offense should be majored in. The bubble to the Jamison Crowder, that kind of stuff. You didn't see a lot of that. It was more vertical, longer developing things. Let's go to Drew in D.C. Hey, Drew.
What's up, Drew?
Hey, fellas. How y'all doing, man?
What's up, man?
Maybe y'all saying the same thing, you know, but if you're dealing with, you know, if you're dealing with the type of offensive line that we're dealing with, and I brought this up a couple of weeks ago, and you have one of the best offensive line coaches supposedly be in the game, and you're paying them like a head coach, and you can't get the production or get these guys to be on the same page, you know, they're saying something. We've been dealing with Long at the center for a minute. You have to upgrade that position. And like I say, with Kirk Cousins throwing off his back foot because he can't step up in the pocket, you know, and once he sees that type of pressure, they need to run them slants a lot more often because you can just, you know, then you can get rid of the ball quicker. You know, and like some people saying, don't panic. You have to panic. Even though it's the first game, you have to panic because you're seeing a lot of mistakes, you know, fundamental mistakes that they should, you know, that they should be passed by now.
I was surprised, Drew. Thanks for the
call.
Thanks, Drew. They didn't move the pocket more in bootleg. They did it a couple times, successfully, by the way. They ran boot. They got the ball out of Kirk's hands, and they picked up some yards to tight ends and receivers close to the line of scrimmage. But they didn't go back to it. When you got Fletcher Cox, who's one of the five best D-tackles in the league, Tim Jernigan just got paid a bunch, one of the 10 best D-tackles in the league.
Bad man.
Just beating up on your offensive interior. Why aren't you moving the pocket? I mean, that was a McVay staple. I didn't see a lot of that yesterday. Those are some of the concerns that I've got. If you guys have some thoughts with anything me and Danny are saying so far or that we haven't covered, 800-636-1067. There's still a lot to get to on the docket today. What's fixable? What might linger among the issues? We'll grade the offense. We'll grade the defense. Also want to get into the Nats next and their division championship as we sprinkle in more of your calls. Grant and Danny on the Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.